A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the line.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
No, Tony, we're going to start with an email that's come in for us this morning, a letter this morning, in relation to an issue from a person who says, my good friend passed away over a year ago. I have found out that their partner was having an affair for a long time before that. I want to tell the family what went on. Is this the right thing to do? I'm wondering. We don't know now if the person who wrote the letter is male or female, but that's what has come in.
Well, my immediate reaction to a situation like that is, unless you're in the family, a member of the family, you have no business passing on that sort of stuff. Because I'd ask myself two questions. What? Why do I want to tell them? You know, what's your motivation? Why do you want to give them bad news? And the other one is, what do you think that telling would do to the family if they didn't know about it already? If it were me, I'd keep well out of it, because that sort of situation could cause really, really bad feelings, and you could be the recipient of some of those bad feelings. So I'd be very, very careful about, you know, spilling the beans, as it were, and ask yourself, why do you want to spill the beans? That would be my take on it, and I certainly would stay well out of a situation like that.
Yeah, can you understand the motivation of the person involved here? That they feel that the person, their friend, who obviously didn't know what was going on, had been betrayed, and maybe, I won't call it a desire for vengeance, or just kind of a desire that there's some sort of accountability. Is that one way to possibly look at it? That this person doesn't...
Yeah,
not to be flippant about that, the idea of a person, oh, they got away with it, shall we say.
Yeah, I can see that, but the time to do that might be in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years' time. But to go into a family and land something like that on their lap, as it were, would be very, very, very difficult for them.
Very difficult, yeah.
Yeah. And my situation, if you do in time, as I say, in a couple of years' time, feel that it would be accepted and you could do it without causing too much trouble, that would be the time to do it. But right now, you know, just a year or whatever after somebody is dead, to land that on a family is a bit much. Now, if you were a member of the family, you might have certain rights to do that. But I would be inclined to step well back from that for the moment.
Did they need to ask themselves, Tony, who would benefit from this? Would it cause further pain and heartache? And after all, the person has died, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, what good would it do? That's the question you ask. What good would telling that sort of a story right now do? And if you look at it carefully, it could cause a hell of a lot of upset, and it may not do any good at all. And in fact, you might be, you know, pushed away from the family as a result of bringing that message. So I'd stand well back from it and see what happens over the next year or two.
Okay. All right. A lot of queries into us here, Tony. The cold and wet weather affects me a great deal and I need a warm house. However, my wife is very focused on saving, conserving heat costs. She keeps the house quite a low temperature. She doesn't seem to mind it. Chilly evenings get right into my bones and I feel totally miserable. I've had this out with her, but she doesn't seem to understand. I appreciate at the moment the price of heating is totally gone mad, whether it's electricity or oil. I just don't know how to deal with the situation.
Yeah, a lot of people are going through that sort of situation at the moment with the oil, literally double what it was about a year and a half ago.
Turn off that heater, for God's sake, turn it off.
Yeah, there are other things that you could consider. You know, wear warmer clothing. You can get these lined shorts and lined jackets now. They're kind of kind of furry lined, and they're quite warm. I use them myself. The other thing is, if you're in the right bracket of individual, you could get grants to put in cheaper forms of heating. Now, the heat pump is a good idea, but if you can get enough money together to put a heat pump and electric cells, the generators that go up on the roof and generate electricity.
Solar panels.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Thanks, Chair. That combination is, a couple of friends of mine have combinations like that, and that can be very economical method of heating. There is a lot of work involved. There is a lot of expense involved. But if you're, as I say, in the right bracket and you're able to claim, some people who are on the pension can get nearly 100% of the cost of doing that kind of work. So, as I say, there are practical questions that you can work out. And as I say, first and foremost, get yourself a lined jacket and a lined shirt. Get two of them so as you have a clean one. That's one thing. You keep yourself personally a bit warmer that way. But the other one is a very good idea. In fact, we got our insulation done, and it didn't cost us a penny because we're old enough to be on the pension. And so you could make inquiries along those lines if you're still depending on the mad money of oil at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Tony, stay with us. We're going to talk more. If you have queries or questions for Tony McGinley and a problem shared, get in touch with us. We'll have more after we take these.
A problem shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
You're on the line with Tony McGinley for a problem shared. Tony, one listener suggests the problem for the heat in the home. A hot water bottle, says Paul in Castle Island. That's the practical side of things, as you said. And regarding the letter at the start, in terms of the person who's passed away and finding out that the partner was having an affair, should they tell the family? The listener asks, is there a monetary benefit for the surviving partner who had an affair? Are they getting money from the partner after their partner's death? Are there children involved? Just a thought. But then that kind of underlines, doesn't it, the minefield you'd be walking into if you were to say something.
Yeah, you could literally set off a bomb, and it could affect your relationship with that family entirely. No problem. Because you don't know what you're going in and what you don't know what sort of bomb you're throwing, as it were, because it could open up some dreadful sort of consequences. So I'd be very careful.
Okay, another listener gets in touch this morning and says, I'm tending to find I think about things a bit too much. I suppose you could say I ruminate. The problem is, at night time, I get into a mind spin. I don't know how to turn off the negative thoughts that go around my head. It can go on for several days. How do you deal with this sort of thing? The person asks.
Well, there's one method which I used when I was doing counselling myself. I taught a lot of people how to do it. It's called journaling. And basically, instead of lying awake in bed with these negative thoughts eating into your brain, as it were, get up out of the bed, go downstairs, put on a bit of heating, put on a bit of light, and write those thoughts down. What you will do that, basically, the journaling is done over a period of weeks. And what you do is get yourself a nice little copybook, A4 is a good size, and write with a pen rather than type. Write with a pen your thoughts. What is going through my head and what is driving that? Write your thoughts about your thoughts as well. And then don't read it back for a week at least. And a week later, take out your book and spend an hour or whatever reading through your thoughts and making notes. What that will do is it'll pull your thoughts out from your head, it'll give you a perspective on them, and you will begin over a period of time. As I said, it won't produce much inside of a month even. But if you do it for a couple of months, you'll begin to find that you are breaking down the amount of thoughts and the type of thoughts and what's happening. It can change, in some people, it can completely change the way their brain works at night like that. But as I say, it's a good idea.
You'd have to imagine this is interfering with sleep as well, possibly, Tony, and that could be an ever-worsening cycle. If you're not getting sleep, negativity can increase.
Absolutely, and it can burl up over time. That sort of a situation can get worse and worse and worse. Whereas if you attack it with this journaling, and as I say, don't show it to anybody. It's entirely private to you. Write it in any kind of way you want, but write it with a pen and put down your thoughts as they come into your head. And then a week later, go through it, read it, analyze it, and make notes, and then do that again another week and another week and another week, and give it at least 5 or 6 weeks and see. Most people get results from it, and it's a very good way of breaking down the way your thoughts are going and the way your sleep pattern is going, for that matter. Yeah,
and that's all part of it, because if you don't deal with it, if you don't address it, you're in a never-ending cycle. A listener gets in touch, Tony. That person who got in touch needs to tell his wife to take a hike and reading. Well, that's not going to solve the problem either, Tony. You probably have to have a compromise on the temperature in the house or how warm you are, or look at those practical ways of improving things while saving money, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a good degree of communication between husband and wife, they can sort these sort of things out. And it's by doing it that way that the best results are always come to. Talk it out and work it out over time. Don't try to rush it too quickly. The other one, of course, is a lot of people just heat one room. No, that leaves you with a cold bedroom to go into or whatever. But it's a lot of individuals trying to keep their heating costs down will warm the living room and then maybe...
If you can zone the heating as well, that's...
...the bedroom for an hour before they go up.
Yeah, if you can zone the heating as well with the thermostats, that's a way to go. Maybe a bit higher where you are, where you spend most of your time. Keep it at an ambient temperature elsewhere. That helps with things too. So look into the practical side of things, that's for sure. Tony, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. God bless.
Brilliant. Tony McGinley there. If you've queries or questions for him, you can email the more detailed ones into us at kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie, or you can leave a voice note, or you can text or WhatsApp us to 083 300 3300 if you've comments to send to him for next week.